From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. One day after a rosy outlook sent stocks up more than 2%, Wall Street took it all back and then some today. Worries over a weak report on consumer spending last month, as well as an end-of-month selling bout, caused investors to pull back. Brett Beamer is a retail expert with America's Research Group. He said today consumers still appear to have doubts about whether an economic recovery is actually taking hold.
Everybody wants the recession to end. The problem is no one's told the consumer yet. We find that consumers are extremely pessimistic about the future. The
government reported this morning consumer spending fell 0.5% in September, while personal incomes also declined. Many economists worry if consumers do sharply rein in their spending in the months ahead, any recovery could stall. The White House has released new figures today crediting the administration's economic stimulus program with saving or creating nearly 650,000 jobs. Figures are based on reports from more than 130,000 recipients of stimulus money, including school districts, able to save jobs as a result of money funneled to the states. The administration says it remains on track to achieve the goal of 3.5 million jobs over 2 years. President Obama has announced he will overturn a 22-year-old travel and immigration ban against people with HIV early next year. In an order to be finalized Monday, the president said today it's completion of a process begun during the previous administration.
Congress and President Bush began this process last year, and they ought to be commended for it. We are finishing the job. It's a step that will encourage people to get tested and get treatment. It's a step that will keep families together, and it's a step that will save lives.
The U.S. is currently one of a dozen countries that bar entry to travelers with visas or anyone seeking a green card based on their HIV status. British oil company BP has been hit with a record fine by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration for continued violations at a facility hit by a fatal explosion in 2005. As Larry Miller reports from London, BP is contesting the allegations.
The $87 million fine imposed on BP is the biggest in OSHA's history. An explosion 4 years ago at BP's Texas City refinery killed 15 and injured 180. The oil company was fined $23 million then and entered into an agreement to bring the facility up to safe standards. After a six-month inspection to ensure BP complied, OSHA said it's committed hundreds of new violations, which Labor Secretary Hilda Solis said could lead to another catastrophe. In a statement, BP said it formally contests all the citations, alleged violations, and penalties. BP says it's in full compliance. It insists that safety improvements at Texas City have been among the most strenuous and comprehensive ever in the refining industry. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 249 points, ending the week at 97.12. For the week, the Dow lost more than 2.5%. This is NPR News. Investigators are continuing their search off the California coast near San Diego for 9 people missing after a Coast Guard C-130 is believed to have collided with a Marine Corps Super Cobra helicopter overnight. Coast Guard officials have been searching a debris field some 50 miles off the coast but have been unable to find any of the victims. Pentagon spokesman did say, however, it is likely all 9 people were killed. The Coast Guard plane was on a nighttime search for a missing boater while the Marine Corps helicopter was on a training mission. The daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. will be the new head of the civil rights organization that her famous father co-founded and its first female president. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference announced today it chose Bernice King at its Atlanta headquarters. Odette Youssef from member station WABE was there.
Interim SCLC President Byron Clay unsealed the results of Thursday's ballot before a room full of reporters. The board voted 23-15 for King with one no vote. Clay then called King to congratulate her.
You have been elected as the new president and CEO of the greatest organization in the world, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
King accepted. The SCLC was critical to the passage of the Voting Rights and the Civil Rights Acts, but in recent years has floundered. It's been troubled by financial problems and internal fighting and has struggled recently to define its mission. King will be the third in her family to head the organization after her father and older brother, Martin Luther King III. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef in Atlanta.
Crude oil futures prices are ending the week lower. Crude futures fell $2.87 a barrel today to end the session at $77 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。